The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Trudy Irwin, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids in Lee, the Charioteers, and Bing's guest for this evening, Phil Silvers. And here's Bing Crosby.
On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play, and the dawn comes up like thunder.
Having a barrel of fun. Till one night she shot out the light. Now I'm on the run.
Whoa, lay that pistol down, babe.
Drop that Derringer doll. Pistol packing mama. I'm a fixin' to leave the hall. Never flirt with a gal named Tess down old Texas road. For if you do, I'm telling you.
Here's what you'll have to say. Lay that pistol down, babe.
Release that revolver. Pistol packing mama. Wind up in the stir. Now listen to the story of a redhead gal named Peg. She shot a pistol in the air.
Hit me in the leg. Lay that pistol down, babe.
Hold me that 44. Pistol packing mama. I'm gonna beat you to the door.
Lay that Luger down.
Whoa, lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down.
Pistol packing mama.
Lay that thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody.
Lay that pistol down.
Kraft Music Hall grabbing a shortwave boost to our fighting men all over the world. You know, it's increasingly amazing to me how many ways are granted us to give them a boost. For instance, waste kitchen fats. Certainly nothing to us, but they're a vital ingredient in the manufacture of high explosives. That's the stuff that's rocking our enemies right now, fore and aft. The OPA has now authorized your butcher to pay you 2 brown points for every pound of fat you save. 2 brown points and 4 cents in cash. That's certainly pretty good pay for helping to win the war. So keep rendering the fat, pouring it into smooth-edged cans, and bringing it to your butcher. You collect 1 brown point for every half to 3/4 of a pound, 2 brown points for 3/4 of a pound to 1.5 pounds, and so on. These points will be good for any meat or fat purchases, so get your fat in. It's vitally important. To waste fat is unforgivable. To waste anything is setting a horrible example. A horrible example.
Hey, I'm back.
A horrible example, isn't
it? Don't say that, because I think you're a very nice guy.
Thank you.
In fact, I think there are very few fellas as nice as you. There are very few singers that can compare with you. And there are very few men as generous as you.
There's very few days till Christmas, too.
Exactly. See, I have here a Christmas list of my friends. Would you care to see it?
Yes, I'm anxious to know your friend's name.
Oh, no. Bing, Yuki must have more than one friend. Here, let me see the list, Yuki. Oh, I see my name's on it.
Sure, I figured to give you a picture of me, but turned out a little blurred. Do you mind?
Can you still tell it's you?
Yeah.
Then I mind.
Has he got my name on the list, Ken?
Yeah, I was thinking I'd get you something to wear, John Scott. When will you be home?
Tonight, why?
Well, I don't know your size, and I want to send over the surveyors.
I hope you didn't forget little Trudy.
No, I didn't, but I don't know what to get her.
Well, you just ask her what a girl would like, but don't tell her who the girl is.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Say, Trudy, I want to get my girl a present, and I'd like to get a woman's viewpoint on what she'd like.
Well, I'd suggest a mink coat or a platinum wristwatch, or how about a diamond ring, maybe?
You care for a man's viewpoint?
I think I do.
What about Bing's present?
Oh, don't worry about little old me.
Well, don't worry. I've got a package for you.
Package? Did I hear package? Where's my package? Huh?
No, don't tell me you're Joan Davis.
Don't tell me you're Bing Crosby.
No. I'm Yuki.
Oh, gosh, you're handsome.
Well, you're very pretty, too.
Whatever happened to 20/20 vision?
Oh, you're Bing Crosby. I looked at Yuki here and I... Ah! Oh, he's awful, ain't he?
Well, when you came in, you said I was handsome.
Yeah, I was looking at the back of your head.
Well, don't worry. You'll never be my girl.
That's the nicest thing anyone ever said to me.
You say you were looking for a package?
Yeah, it was lost, strayed, or stolen, and I've been going all over trying to find it.
Well, Yuki here will help you.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, come on, Yuki, help me. I appeal to you as a man.
You don't even appeal to me as a woman.
All right. I'll find it myself.
Oh, what kind of a reading was that? If we find it around here, Joan, we'll send it around to you at the Seal Test Village store.
Oh, thanks, Bing. Gee, maybe I will find it. I hope so, because I'm getting tired of looking for it. But I'll keep picking up all the parcels I can and looking, hopefully, for my name on one. But I'm getting awful sick of hearing everybody singing to me, lay that parcel down, babe, lay that parcel down. A parcel picking mama, lay that package down.
We'll send it, see. C-O-D.
Wah, 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 wah.
Say, Yuki, take a look in Fibber McGee's closet and see if you can find Joan's package while Trudy and I run through Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow.
The corn is as high as an elephant's eye,
and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Cattle are standing like statues.
All the cattle are standing like statues.
They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
The sounds of the earth are like music.
All the sounds of the earth are like music.
The breeze is so busy, don't miss a tree.
And an old weeping willow is laughing at me.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Everything's beautiful. Everything's going my way.
We skip lightly now from Oklahoma to something for all 48 of the states. Let's have it, friend.
Well, this holiday season, the parties at your house won't be elaborate, of course, but we hope they'll be gay and easy on the hostess. To make sure of that, right now, we suggest you start collecting an assortment of Kraft cheese spreads. Then you can put out a grand snack tray at a moment's notice. Kraft gives you 9 delicious varieties of cheese spreads. There's Kraft pimento, olive pimento, pineapple, relish, roca, Kraft Limburger spread, Old English spread, American, and pimento American spreads. Set out 3 or 4 varieties with crackers, and refreshments are ready. Point costs on the Kraft cheese spreads don't put an undue strain on your ration books. So begin now to get set for the holidays. Tomorrow, start collecting your own assortment of favorites from the 9 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. marches back. 1920. Man of War has all the three-year-olds running after him, and sleeping sickness makes its appearance in London. 1920. The 18th Amendment to the Constitution becomes official but hardly popular, and President Woodrow Wilson calls the first meeting of the League of Nations. 1920. And thinking men are saying...
Say, Trudy, the guy next door tells me he's making gin in the bathtub.
Well, what of it?
Get me a washcloth. I want to go calling on that book.
Oh, Harry, why do you talk like that? Say, why don't we go to the vaudeville show this evening, hmm?
Oh, I hate jugglers.
Oh, I like them.
Guy down at the bank used to make a hobby of juggling, but they fired him.
Why?
He juggled the books.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Say, you heard this new tune here?
I used to love you, but it's all over, all over now. You know it's all over town that you threw me down. I didn't think you'd let that kind of story go round. You've had your chance, and now it's all over. I'll get along somehow. Now there are things that you did I used to forgive, but you'll never change as long as you live. I used to love you, but it's all over. Now it's all over. I'll get along somehow. Now there are things that you did I used to forgive. You'll never change as long as you live. I used to love you, but it's all over.
Having just completed his joyous jaunt in the forthcoming 20th Century Fox picture Four Jills in a Jeep, our friend Phil, glad to see you, Silvers, is once again free to visit the Old Craft Music Hall and give us the benefit of his wisdom.
Happy to do it for you, Bing. Well, I can make you all the things you want to be. I can bring you to the point where people will welcome you at parties, will ask you to sing.
Really, Phil? Oh, Phil, if you only could.
If I only could, he says, foolish boy. Just put yourself in my hands and let me make you over with the Silver system of psychological adjustment. And don't forget, Silver spelled backwards is Shrevelous.
What's Shrevelous?
Silver spelled backwards. Makes it harder to remember.
Glad to see you.
Glad to see you.
Say, I studied a little psychology, Phil.
That's nice. Now to begin with,
you believe that Freud is incorrect in not mentioning the belief that a split libido attuned to an inferiority complex results in a feeling of superiority mingled with paranoia and megalomania?
I can answer that in a few words. Stock up on jelly beans. You won't be able to get a jelly bean for love or money. You can get those red and white ones, but you just can't get those little black ones anymore. However, enough of this. Come, Bing. Let me show you how to attain popularity.
Are you popular?
Am I popular, Bing? You're not talking to some Johnny-come-lately. This is Silver's. Look at this invitation. Mr. and Mrs. J.L. Yarnell request your presence at their home on Christmas Eve, formal.
You're going.
Too busy, can't make it. Well, here's another invitation.
Let me see this, sir.
Mr. and Mrs. Gerald L. Noonan request your presence for cocktails.
Oh, you'll be there.
Can't make it. Too busy. Well, here's one I haven't even opened yet. Let's see.
What's this?
Mr. Phil Silvers, greetings. I'll make that one.
Really, I don't think you could do anything for my personality, old boy.
You'd be surprised, even yours. Why, we work wonders. Now, to begin with, if you want to make a favorable impression on people, don't talk with gravel in your mouth. Don't mumble. It's being leery. The important thing to do is let your words come all the way from your stomach.
Pardon me, sir. Could I join in this conversation?
No long-distance calls over the holidays.
Please, Phil. Please, I think you all could do something for me. I think I have a complex.
John Scott, you have a duplex.
Glad to see you all.
Glad to see all of you. Now then, Bing, to be utterly successful, you must have a smile in your voice, especially when you sing. Have people asked you to sing lately?
Must I tell?
Be brave. Be brave, Bing. If they haven't, it could be your personality.
Bad, huh?
Or it could be your brother Everett passing the hat. However, we shall see. Let me hear you sing something.
Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or
cut,
always?
Cut, cut, cut. There you are. That's just what I mean. You treat your lyrics too lightly. The most important word in that phrase that you just sang is always. And you're throwing it away. Give it some importance. May I show you?
Please do.
Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always. Now you try it.
Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always.
Maybe your way is better. Let's forget about the whole thing. The important thing about the Silver's personality system is to make friends with people quickly.
Yes.
Why, the other day at a party, I walked into a room, went up to a total stranger, threw my arms around the stranger and said, "Let's be friends."
What happened?
I got slugged.
Well, why?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem to work on girls.
Well, Phil, do you subscribe to the theory of winning friends by putting yourself in the other fellow's place?
Ken, I was experimenting with that theory the other night.
Well, what happened?
Fractured again.
You mean for trying to put yourself in another man's place?
He happened to be dancing with Linda Darnell at the time.
Glad to see you.
He wasn't.
Phil, you're just wasting my time.
Bing, you're fighting me. And may I say, another factor contributing to your inability to get along socially is bad memory. Mm-hmm. Bing, you must remember people's names.
Of course.
It flatters them. Well, I talked to a man 6 years ago in Seattle. 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Didn't see him again until this morning and called him by his full name.
How do you do this?
Two things helped me. One, association of ideas. Uh-huh. Two, he happened to be my brother Harry.
Oh, you're definitely wasting my time.
Fighting me all the time. Why, there is no man I can't make successful. Last week, I took a nameless beggar off Vine Street. He was begging for pennies. Why, I made him see the advantage of striving for bigger things. And in one short week, he no longer begs for pennies.
What does he do?
Begs for dimes.
What's wonderful about that?
I get 10%.
Oh, Phil, how can you do such a thing?
It's not what you do, Bing Laddie. It's what you think. Why, I know a man who walked for hours in the driving rain. He just kept his eyes turned upward at the dark clouds and with a beautiful smile on his face.
Why?
He was letting a smile be his umbrella.
Let a smile be your umbrella.
Grand old song.
From the picture.
From the picture, they drive by night. I know. And would you believe it, Bing? Hmm? The same fellow I was just talking about, just letting a smile be his umbrella, and he doubled what he had.
What did he have?
Pneumonia.
About the only thing I know now is you get a case of.
Well. Bing, why do you persist in clouding the issue?
Can I?
Friendship is a delicate flower. You plant the seeds of friendship and they poke their little heads up and ripen.
Hello, Mr. Silvers.
Here's one little head that's overripe. Now get lost, kid. We'd like to be alone. Go along. Go.
As I was saying, Bean, to make people appreciate your personality, you must sell yourself.
Exactly what I want to do.
Come around Monday. We're having a rummage sale. Run along. You see, Bing, the elementary object is to find the good in people. Sometimes you bring this out only through psychology, sometimes through reasoning.
Well, how could you find the good in me?
Radar. Bing, who is this foolish, headstrong, impetuous boy?
He's Yuki.
Hmm?
He's Yuki.
Is that a name or a condition? Oh, well, let's not bother with little things. Pour out your soul to me, Bingo. Tell Filzy your problems, as everyone else does. Why, there isn't a problem I can't solve. There was a time once and boy...
Hello? Just a minute, I got a phone. Mr. Silvers? Oh, you're right here, yeah. Phil, it's me.
Me? Thank you, Bing. Hello? Oh, it's you again. I'm sorry. No, look, I told you I can't be bothered. Yes, yes, I know you have problems, but... No, I'm just not interested. You see, your problems don't attract me. Well, I don't care what... He hung up.
Who was it?
Mr. Anthony. Well, goodbye, Bing.
You're going so soon?
Yes, I really must. And before I go, may I leave this one thought with you, Bing? As you travel up and down life's highways, yes. If you should ever feel the need of a true and loyal friend...
Yes, Phil?
Buy a dog.
While I retire to find a loose pooch, the charioteers beguile us with a shoo-shoo baby.
Shoo-shoo-shoo baby. Shoo-shoo-shoo baby. Bye-bye-bye baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry baby. Baby, bye, 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 baby. When I come back to live a life of ease,
seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But your papa's gotta be tough now, so that he can come back to you another day.
Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, don't sigh, don't sigh. Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Hey, your
papa's off to the seven seas. Don't you worry. I'll be back in a hurry. So don't you worry. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. Papa's gotta be rough now. Another day, bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shush, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Your papa's off. So long, goodbye.
Ah, that was a solid hunk of shoeing, charioteers. Nice. Goblin, we turn now to groceries. Turner, sir.
It was an Englishman, the Earl of Sandwich, who first invented the portable meal of two bread slices put together with a rich, flavorful filling. But it was we Americans who popularized the handy sandwich. And today, more Americans are carrying sandwiches than ever before in history. And the fillings for those sandwiches are a problem. Quite a problem in these days of wartime rationing. So I want to suggest how to make the points you spend for sandwich fillings do double duty. Use Kraft cheese spreads. At once, the spread for the bread and the fillings for the sandwiches. Kraft gives you a wonderful assortment of cheese spreads, 9 in all. There's pimento, olive pimento, pineapple, roca, and relish spreads. Old English spread takes 4 ration points, but all the rest take only 3. And remember, all these are dairy products, nutritious and wholesome. Let these famous Kraft spreads help you put variety into the lunchbox sandwiches you pack. And let them help you get easy refreshments for your holiday parties. Just a few Kraft cheese spreads served on a tray with some crackers, something hot or cold to drink, and your snack is ready with no trouble at all. Tomorrow when you're shopping, remember Kraft cheese spreads.
I
Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry.
Places, friends, hundreds of thousands of men are dreaming of a white Christmas. And these men are fighting a relentless enemy. One of the many tiny things we can do for them is to save our waste kitchen fats. So think a little and salvage all that fat, not for the 2 brown points or for the 4 cents, but for the men who need it to win with. Try to grab the old Kraft Music Hall next Thursday when our usual Christmas show will include the Kraft Choral Society. Good night.
Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
It's the season for bright, tempting dishes, for foods that radiate good cheer. It's the season for Kraft Salad Mustard. Foods fairly sparkle with appetite appeal when you add the tangy flavor of golden, creamy, smooth Kraft Salad Mustard. This mustard, with the just right spicing, peps up sausage and cold cuts, blends smoothly into keen-tasting cream sauces for vegetables, adds delicious flavor to golden eggs. Ask for this light, golden, creamy, smooth salad mustard made by Kraft. Or try that other favorite, Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Buy these 2 delicious mustards, salad mustard and horseradish mustard, both prepared by Kraft.
The Kraft Music Hall came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.